AlcaVision.com.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well wherever you hail from in this great nation and even beyond the borders. A big shout out to our friends from Pal Talk Down Under in the UK and other spots across the world who are part of the America Tonight network. We start with the Daugherty Gang, and then we're going to shift gears and eventually talk about another gang, the Dirty Dozen, here on ATN. Are you confused? Don't be. Let's start with the Daugherty Gang. If you were on the police radio frequency and you were in a certain part of Colorado earlier in the day, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. We're talking about three kids who looked like you could meet them in the bar and they'd be playing one of the bar games, right? And, in fact, they are the Daughertys, and they became known as the Daugherty Gang. You had a 21-year-old, a 26-year-old, and a 29-year-old who have been the focus of a manhunt across the nation since they allegedly shot a policeman, then went off to Valdosta, Georgia, where they robbed a bank. One was waving an AK-47 in the holdup. They think it was the girl, because there's a girl in the middle of this. And they're all siblings. Lee Grace, she's the ringleader, I bet, the oldest. Then you've got Stanley Dillon, and then you have Ryan. So they got away with a whole bunch of cash. They're not saying how much it was. You know, there are bank robberies that go on, and they're hush-hush. So they led the Colorado State Patrol officers on a wild, high-speed chase for about 20 miles until they crashed near Wallensburg, Colorado, and they were taken into custody. But here's what it sounds like. I want you to hear what it sounds like. Here's the police radio on this stuff.
Possible 1050, 1050, standby.
Possible positive hit, the vehicle 1050, the vehicle 1050.
Slow down. Careful, they have weapons.
Yeah, careful, they have weapons. I can't tell you the amount of time that I was in a car in a situation where we would follow, where we'd be doing that. We'd have the police scanner on, because in newsrooms across the country, you have somebody who monitors the police scanners, and you would hear this kind of stuff and jump up right away. Here's what somebody said who was with his friends and was part of the takedown of the gang. His name is David Avutek.
There was no officers after him, so right away we're like, well, maybe we should go after him and so he don't get away. We caught up to him down in the creek bed there and just started talking to him and see if he would calm down. And at that time it looked like he didn't really want to fight but just wanted to get away. And that's when we just took him down. He didn't have too much to say about us.
Ah, the busted siblings. Their mother must be so proud. And apparently, the speeds that they hit were unreal. It's like I said, to me, it seemed like Bonnie and Clyde, because they were robbing, apparently, some banks. I don't know how many they hit. All that information, I'm sure, will come out. They attracted a lot of attention, especially with young people, because of, you know, social networking. I think somebody was trying to do a Facebook page for them, of course. And they were a threat because they knew they had a bunch of guns, especially that AK-47. So they were telling people, stay away, call the cops, you know, whatever. And they're going to be charged with a whole bunch of things. In fact, they're sitting on some charges, including for the girl, Lee Grace Daugherty. She's got charges that she's facing on a hit and run. I mean, all of them. So the one kid was a registered sex offender. The girl, as I just said, was involved in a hit and run. And then the other kid was charged with marijuana. That doesn't include the bank robbery stuff, the shooting at a cop, because they were pelting the police officer in Tampa that was chasing them. with like 20, like they shot like 20 rounds into the police car and happened to get lucky and hit a tire, blew up the tire, and that was it. That was the end of his chase. So they're going to be locked away and wearing those really, really pretty orange jumpsuits, I think, for some time. But the sad thing is, you know, they were in this white Subaru. If you looked at these kids, they look like any of them. They could be going on spring break. That's what they look like. What made them turn rotten? Desperation for money? I don't know. All right, at the top, the big, big news, besides it was interesting, that takedown there, I think the biggest news on the day, though, has to be an attaboy for the special ops troops in Afghanistan, because what's been heavy on our minds, and what's been heavy on our minds as far as the war in Afghanistan, is now that we saw the Chinook come down and 38 people were killed, including 30 Americans, and what was left of their remains had to be brought back to Dover and identified with the families there and whatnot. Now there's been a retaliation for that, because the Taliban who took down the chopper have been eliminated, as they say. Coalition forces killed them after getting as much intel and information as fast as they could get on those responsible. So they call it a precision airstrike, making sure no civilians were anywhere near them. They killed Mullah Mutabullah, who's a Taliban leader, and also the insurgent who fired what they believe is the rocket-propelled grenade that took the helicopter out of the air and led to the deaths of so many of the troops, all those SEALs, etc. That's big news. It doesn't ease the pain, the loss, any of that kind of stuff. I mean, they are the enemy, obviously, needed to be eliminated, and it's great that they were eliminated immediately, within a couple of days, instead of dragging this thing out. They skedaddle across the border, they disappear into thin air, somebody helps them, whatever. So that's not the case here. They got them. So the Pentagon is saying that the Navy SEAL death toll now, because they're moved around numbers a little bit, according to what I have, it's at 17. Initially, they said there was 22 SEALs, but just a short while ago, I got a text that, and it's, I'm sure it's being widely reported now at this point, but that it's 17. So, great that they were able to do that. Immediately, the special ops jumped on it, located him, and the shooter, got a bunch of tips from a lot of people. They say a lot of citizens gave them the tips. They were trying to get out of the country. They were trying to evade. Of course they were. And they found them in a wooded area. So piece of cake, light them up and take them out. And that's exactly what they did in the airstrike. When they say precision airstrike, it's perfect. They were able to do that. So, wow. NATO wouldn't say too many details other than to say that it was an F-16, that the aircraft that was used was an F-16, and that's it. So bravo. Attaboy, we got him back, huh? Coming up on the flip side, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of it, Afghanistan or the Wild Darty Gang, what turns a bunch of kids that look like they have the world by the tail into these fools that are shooting at the police, robbing banks, and running around with AK-47s. I don't know what the answer is to that one. Do you? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Check it out, listeners of America Tonight. Once again, the wildest gamble you can ever take has crashed down around a lot of people's heads, and that would be the stock market. The sell-off continues. I think a lot of investors are fleeing, so the Dow finishes down 519 points across the board. There were, you know, all the gains were just wiped out, just gone. After Monday tanks, Tuesday, there's a bounce back on news that the Feds are going to keep these low interest rates through 2013. And then, voila, a brand new day on Wednesday leads to wild fluctuations and finally ugly numbers. Ugly numbers. Get used to it. So an interesting story that I'm going to share with you from Newsmax. In searching around, somebody sent me a link to it. And the reason why is because I was looking at stuff on Reaganomics. You know, now Obama likes kind of some of the comparisons to Reagan. And that's been tossed about a little bit in Washington, probably this past year more than ever. And the economy, when it's connected to the economy, you know, Obama, even in a speech, talked about Reagan, mentioned some of the things that happened during Reagan's administration. So apparently, the folks at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I'm screaming and saying, why don't they talk to economists? Why don't they talk to architects of things that have worked in the past? And apparently, the Obama gang did do that. They had a couple of conversations with Arthur Laffer. He's the guy who came up with Reaganomics. He's the one credited for Reaganomics. And Laffer says, okay, so they did reach out to him a couple of times, but they're not following what he showed them. And here we are with our heads in a vice. We need some common sense. We need some common sense. We have to get as close to the black as we can, and we couldn't be further away, could we? I mean, here's a question for you. I'm really serious about this. Do you think at some point in the next three years, do you think at some point we will have a balanced budget? Well, 3 years would be a fantasy. I don't even know how we would get there. How about three administrations down the road? Do you think we'll get there? I mean, seriously, I'm joking about this, but I am scared to death that I think in my lifetime, we might not see a balanced budget ever. How can that be? We can talk about population. We can talk about needs. We can talk about spending. We talk about all kinds of reasons why we're in this predicament. But I don't understand how people think it's okay to be in this predicament. And somehow think of it this way. It's like when kids think when they're on a basketball court or when they're singing with Mr. Microphone and people tell them they have a great voice, that they're going to make millions of dollars. They're going to be on MTV Cribs. They're going to get their 15 minutes of fame and then some, and they're going to have a gazillion dollars. And I think that's part of the problem for future generations coming up. They have ideals that are not based in reality. Just like this administration, we have to get as close to getting in the black with our numbers as we can. We just can't do it. And we can't do it because it's killing our economy, really. It's killing us, and it's killing us for the future. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, you know, just another week, another dime, you know.
Exactly. Wait, another dime. Now it's more like 5 cents.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Buffalo nickel, right?
So. Exactly. Wooden nickel.
Yeah. Hey, well, I tell you what, there ain't going to be no balanced budget as long as Obama's in the presidency.
No, I don't think so either.
Man's run up $4 trillion in 2.5 years. Where's the break at, you know? And like I've always said a 100 times, he don't care. The people that vote for him don't care because it's rich people's money. They're the ones that pay the tax bill, you know?
Right.
So that's why I was kind of hoping for them not to pass credit extension.
Yeah.
Because if we had gone to double-digit inflation or double-digit loans and stuff, percentages for loans, guess who'd be paying that? Lower class. At least they'd be paying something, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't know, Kate. I think it's just gone too far. Romney was great when he came in and fixed the problems with the Salt Lake Olympics. That thing was a disaster. You know, and people just applauded him the way he came in and straightened it all out and got the thing under budget and got it done. And then, of course, he went on to went for governor of Massachusetts and won there. He kind of played a moderate Republican, I guess you call it, sometimes leaning too far to the left, but he showed that he worked with the other side, you know, and so I don't know. It's probably, at least so far, it's looking like he's going to be the one to represent, you know, probably going to be the, the Republican presidential nomination and him against, you know, and really the only, I think the only thing that they're going to be able to battle against is the economy, you know, the differences, you know, and the health care bill was passed. And Obama's pretty much with the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, he's pretty much followed the course. You know, it wasn't like he just yanked everyone out and then we're getting attacked again or something like that. I can't, like what I said, I've been really surprised. I'll be honest with you, I think he's done a pretty decent job since foreign affairs. But when it comes to what he's done with our economy and all the money that he's spent, and of course I always say it's all his fault. There's a lot of baby boomers that are getting that Social Security check now, but it's just a huge mess, and it's going to take somebody that's very bright, and then not just them getting most of the idiots in Congress that aren't too bright to go along with it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the front runner is definitely Romney. I think that Romney's going to have a few things that he has to overcome if he's going to be the guy. But I think he's going to be the guy for the Republicans, even though, you know, Texas Governor Rick Perry's throwing in on this and there's speculation about a few other people. I think I think he's the one that's going to be the challenger. And you said it right, that it's about the economy. And I agree with you on the foreign side for the most part, except for that I'm not on board with continuing where we're going, as you already know, and we've talked about Afghanistan. But he, yes, he continued that course, absolutely. And that was what he inherited, and they continued that. And he took some pages that were successful out of Iraq with the surge in Afghanistan. Yes. But the economy is the one thorn in his side that affects all of us, even somebody that's on the fence. Not somebody who's hardcore and would never vote for him anyway, but somebody on the fence could go in the opposite direction because they simply cannot afford to have him in office any longer and continuing to do the things that he's doing, like with the spending.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I was going to ask you, you know that attack on that Chinook that took out, you know, so many Navy SEALs, and supposedly some of them were part of the operation that got Obama. And it made me think, you know, you can't underestimate your enemy, Kate, because, you know,
yeah,
they dig up intelligence somehow, too. And I think they knew that you know, maybe they had intelligence that Chinook was carrying a bunch of Navy SEALs, and it was kind of their payback for it. Us getting Bin Laden, you know, and so, of course, now we've got them, but, you know, it's tit for tat, Kate. You know, it's kind of like people, you know, they're Vietnam, they got to a point to where they were saying, oh, we're losing our sons over there, what for? What do we care if a bunch of Viet Cong or Vietnamese are communist or not? They don't want to be free, you know, and so, you know, it's kind of the same thing. What do we care if, you know, what happens in Afghanistan, you know, but at the same time, just, I think the only fear is that, you know, we just don't want another attack on America. And a lot of it, you know, that happened with that attack was not so much that Afghanistan was the breeding ground for Bin Laden, et cetera, and his guys, you know, and most of the guys on the planes were from Saudi Arabia. You know, we were having a lot of problems with communication between the CIA and the FBI, and, you know, and so far, it's, you know, they foiled quite a few attempts. You know, so it really sounds like both those agencies are doing their job. You know, and as long as they're doing their job, I think America's going to be safer. And I know it's a pain in the butt at the airports now, you know, all the extra security you got to go through. But, you know, wouldn't you rather spend that 30 minutes to make sure you're alive versus, you know, some nutcase blowing your plane up or whatever?
Yeah, it's interesting that you brought up the TSA because I'm going to go there next. Thanks, Don. I don't agree with some of that at all because I think they're overstepping their bounds in many cases, especially with children and older people who obviously are not rigged with a bomb. We're going to talk about that next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
This can wide old woman to this guy.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to America Tonight as we continue to cruise down these choppy waters in this hour of ATN. A couple of things, and we were just kicking around with Don in Wyoming. A couple of things that we talked about there, including the TSA. I don't agree with Don. He says, hey, listen, you want the plane to blow up, so if you got to hang out for an extra half an hour, it's not an extra half an hour sometimes. I agree that you can easily have a system where you go through and there are checks. I'm not saying it's just scot-free and like, woohoo, there's a plane. Like the old days where you could just jump out of the car in front of the airport and the car could still be moving, actually. You'd have your bag, run to the gate, get on, and you'd see, you look around, everybody look like they just ran to the plane too. Can't do that anymore. We get that. But some of the crazy things that have happened across the country, and I think partially it's because of either a power thing in maybe a few of the people that are there working for the TSA. I'm sure there's wonderful people who work for the TSA and really crappy people like in any other organization who are power starved, whatever they are, want to act as though, hey, I'm the gatekeeper and this is how it is. I've seen it. I saw it in Miami. I saw it in Midway in Chicago. Not everybody, just one person, but the fear factor spread among the people who had to go through security. They try to hop out and go into other lines knowing that this guy's a jerk and it's going to be a big hassle. The thing with the kids, where the kids are crying, their arms are up and they're being searched, and it's invasive, wrong. I get it. You could look to other countries and say, but look what's happened with our soldiers when they've been killed through IEDs where they were approaching a child in a village and the kid is rigged up. Absolutely, I understand. Not in America. And this goes back to the same thing that I always say. We got a profile. And it doesn't mean nasty, over-the-top, ugly word profiling. It means everybody. Why, and this would take money, why don't we have the best trained people who know how to read signals, who can look and tell when something's not right? That means ex-detectives, other law enforcement types, who can sniff it out in a second. So they would be profiling all of us. They would look for certain signals in your eyes, your hands, all that stuff. That would solve the problem. That's not the path, though, that the TSA is taking. Here's the head of the TSA, John Pistoli.
We know that 2 10-year-olds have been used as suicide bombers. Not, obviously, they would be used. Unfortunately, last month in Afghanistan, an 8-year-old girl was used by the Taliban to deliver a package, which they blew up when she delivered the package. So people, bad people, use children for bad things. There are individuals out there across the country. It's a big country, obviously, and given the freedoms that we have here, fortunately, those individuals are almost always identified prior to.
Yeah, usually they catch them ahead of time. Don did say this. You have to give them credit because they've thwarted, meaning, you know, several of the law enforcement agencies who are now cooperating much better with each other when they see certain things, sending them from the FBI or the CIA or whoever, Homeland Security. That's a good thing. And they're getting to them faster because you have these lone wolf terrorists, which they're the ones that are very, very dangerous, as we all know. The other thing that Don threw out is that he said the foreign affairs portion of this president has been pretty good, that he's followed the path in the war situations, and that when it comes to others around the world, that part he's handled pretty well. I would disagree on some fronts. That's pretty broad, but I know what he means. But if we drill down deeper, things with China, certainly things, same old things with Iran, although a lot of presidents haven't had success with that. The last one didn't either, you know, with the threats. And there's a couple of other things we could point to, but okay, I would grade them higher. I would agree with that. Here's the top, to me, the top priority of this administration and the top priority moving forward, whatever happens in 2012, and you might disagree with me, America, but let me say what I think. And then you can certainly chime in and throw in your two on it, 800-259-5791. In my mind, there is no question the top priority has to be jobs and the economy, because the two go hand in hand. People are losing jobs. People with degrees, people that don't have degrees, people who have 2 degrees, people who worked for a company their whole lives, gave them their blood, sweat, and tears, and then they promptly picked up the department and moved it to China. It was cheaper and more profitable, better tax breaks. So it has to be jobs. If that's the case, we keep hearing about these jobs. Where are these jobs? And I'm sick of hearing about the shovel jobs. They don't last. Half of them don't exist, and it's nonsense. I think too much money, and it was a crazy amount of money, was thrown into putting up signs saying, here's your stimulus at work. You know, just do it. Figure out a way. That has to be where we're headed. That's why we're on the wrong track, baby. We are so on the wrong track. It's like someone switched the track and played a dirty joke on us. And we're going the wrong way. And it has to be jobs. Too many people are... There's like everybody's anxiety ridden. And I'm not one for the whole prescription drugs. In fact, Ben, pharmacist Ben, is going to start to come back on the show once a week, and we're going to talk about it. You know, that's not my deal, but I understand that people are so freaked out, having anxiety attacks, are worried about their family, all these other things, that, you know, probably more than half of the American population is on some kind of antidepressant. Pick whichever one you want, Zoloft or whatever. So economic fear is heavy, heavy. I mean, the air is heavy with it almost anywhere you go. I mean, anywhere. So it's not surprising that a Reuters Ipsos poll showed that Americans think we're headed in the wrong direction. There's massive anxiety and frustration over what's happening in Washington, almost shutting down the government, the default, the credit rating downgrade, the stock market crashing one day, soaring the other, crashing the next day, all of that. And, of course, jobs, 9.1%, and that's hooey. That's baloney. It's higher than that. But, okay, there's the official number. It's jobs. That has to be the priority. And we could point to a bunch of other things, too. But to me, the number one thing is jobs. You might look at it a little bit differently. And that's okay. You can call and disagree with me. 800-259-5791. Rick in Illinois. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Stock market crashed again.
I know.
What kind of shape would we be in if the Tea Party had their way and shut the government down? We'll all be in a bad shape.
Well, here's the problem. At some point, we're going to have to bite the bullet because there's no way around this. I mean, I don't see what the out is. I'm not an economist, but I've talked to some, and we're going to have some on the show next week. And I don't understand how we got there, but that doesn't matter because we're here. So it's too late to cry over the spilt milk from the idiots that put us in this position. So we have to find the solution. And yet, all we hear is the blame game and all this other nonsense. Cut the nonsense. Cut the crap and just get down to it and let's figure this thing out. What can we dump? Where can we trim that makes sense? Let's get some common sense in the middle of this discussion.
Yeah. As he said, all these people trying to say Obama didn't have a plan. He didn't have a plan. But him and Boehner had an agreement. And Boehner had to take it back to the Republicans and the Tea Party, and they all... Tea Party people voted it down, so he had to go back to Obama. But he didn't have, couldn't get nobody agreed to it. So, but he had a plan. I don't know exactly what it was, but he just couldn't get the Tea Party people to agree to it. So,
well, they wanted more cuts. They wanted more cuts instead of the pedestrian cuts that were being discussed. That was the problem, and they didn't want to put the revenue on the books. They want to say that, okay, you're going to raise fees and that's what's going to happen because that would happen across the board. So in other words, we would all be slapped with taxes. And you know, Rick, the ironic thing is Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. We're all getting screwed in this whole thing. We are. And I don't care if you're rich or poor or somewhere in the middle, especially if you're poor and in the middle, you're really going to get jammed up on everything that's happening.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's the truth. Everybody, Rick, everybody listening to you and I have this conversation right now across America. And I'm an optimist. I'm a glasses half full person, but my God, the glass has a lot of cracks in it right now. I am scotch taping that sucker. I'm doing whatever I can. But it's true. You look everywhere you go. These are the conversations you randomly start having with people. And that's how you know people are frustrated, because you'll just be standing there pumping gas and people are complaining. You'll be out there watering your lawn for 2 seconds and people are complaining because everybody is struggling with this.
Yeah. And they're cutting everything. Well, our state in Illinois, they're cutting all the Medicare and Medicaid payments back. People have to start paying more on their Social Security and whatever left over. They've got to pay more on their payments because the state's broke.
So how do you pay for that? That's the thing, Rick. We got to skedaddle. The music means we're off the dance floor. But you know, how do you do that? So you're living in Illinois, and because of the people that have represented the people there, they're stuck in this situation. You can't blame it on the times and this. Everybody wants to blame everything, but in the end, it's the 85-year-old who's got to somehow, with a fixed income, come up with this extra money or just forego treatments. It's ridiculous. We can count next.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. While you still have 2 cents in your pocket, if you can get a good deal somehow, you need to go to Hawaii. I'm serious. Because we're all going to be bankrupt anyway. So this is the time to do it. Kilauea is erupting again. I love it. The volcano has been erupting since 1983. There's your number. With only a few interruptions. Now, last week, the U.S. Geological Survey reported fresh breakout of lava. You know what that means? It means when you fly over top in one of those blue Hawaiian helicopters, it actually doesn't cost that much. When you do that, you can see it from, you can see it. You look down and you see lava flowing. It is the coolest, baddest thing. One of the best things that I have ever done was to have the chance to fly over Kilauea. It's on the Big Island in Hawaii. And as the economy is tanking, if you're going to make that trip, you want to make it soon. Don't put off those trips. If you got the money squirreled away, you better use it, or you're going to be using it to pay bills that, or more taxes or whatever it ends up being. It's interesting what happens with the, how it erupts and stuff, and what happens with these different craters. The lava builds up in one crater, and then they've got this molten lake, and then it drains, and then it collapses. And you can actually walk near, when it's not erupting, you can actually walk near the volcano. You could do it on foot. And they have, because it flows regularly, they say it poses no threat to the public. The Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is what it is. I didn't walk it, but flew over top of it, and I thought it was pretty neat. All right, this qualifies for We Can Count. Jan Brewer, does the name sound familiar? Of course. She's the Arizona governor we like because she doesn't really pull any punches. And she's decided to let it go all the way up to the flagpole called the Supreme Court. She's sending immigration, that law, all the way. She's appealing it. You know, this has been going on now for how long? The governor decided to make it official on Wednesday with the Supreme Court to go all the way to the top, which we knew it would end up there, to overturn a ruling that put on hold really the biggest parts of the state's immigration law that never kicked in. It was shut down immediately. Remember, she lost her first appeal in April. A three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, not a surprise, rejected her request to overturn the decision. And now the Supreme Court can decide whether to hear the appeal or not. And her lawyers are asking the court to hear the appeal, and you need to hear this. They argue that Arizona bears the brunt of America's border problems, and that what the Ninth Circuit's decision has done is that it conflicts with Supreme Court precedences. And they're saying, for too long, the federal government is turning a blind eye to the problem that is manifesting itself in the form of drop houses in our neighborhoods and crimes in our community. That's the exact words from the governor of Arizona. And, of course, what's happened is a lot of people are leaving Arizona. It's gotten that bad. And she says the drop houses, the gangs, the drugs, everything. When you say, you know the old saying, don't tread on me? Arizona is all about trample me, even though I don't want you to, because she's right. It has gotten that bad. It is that bad in Arizona, one of the worst. So right before this was supposed to kick in last July, most of what the law was supposed to do was shut down. And what happened was a lot of people were arguing, and I think all of you know this, that immigrants, it wouldn't be fair, and they would be pointed out, and they would be hauled in for busted taillights or whatever, and that it wasn't right. Even the president of Mexico, Felipe Calderon, decided to take a swing at the governor of Arizona and Arizona for what they were doing or what that law would have done. I mean, this is our busiest illegal entry point. And there are a lot of sparse areas where people still get in. And the debate truly starts with Arizona. And what many opposed to the law thought is that it would, in fact, lead to racial profiling. There's that word again, profiling. It is a dirty word in this country. But I think it can be manipulated to mean things that it doesn't mean. I know it can be wrong and it can be misused, and that's why profiling is icky when you say it to some people, but certainly it can be used for the greater good. You want to profile me at the airport, go ahead. I've been profiled, trust me, in Ecuador, in Venezuela, in Spain, in England, probably a few more places where I sat and thought about it for a second. All right, let's move on to something else. We Can Count rolls on. How about this? A former New York City hospital worker admitted embezzling, ready for this, $1.2 million from Sloan Kettering Cancer Center by ordering print toner, you know, the printer stuff, stealing it and then reselling it. Wow. $1.2 million. That's crazy. So obviously they found it out eventually, but it took a while. The woman who was doing it pled guilty, agreed to, and actually got 7.5 years in prison. Could have gotten for this 25 years in prison. It's a he, it's not a she. 25 years in prison if he had been convicted at trial. So cut a deal instead, a plea agreement. 7.5 years for ripping him off with the printer toner. He had to know when he started to make too much money that somebody was going to eventually see that. That's the problem. He got too greedy. Or maybe he would have gotten away with it. I don't know. I'm not suggesting that I wanted him to get away with it, but he got too greedy. That's what happened there. All right, here's another one for you as we move along. You know, it's interesting where we head on this show. We start with hot lava, right? And then we start talking about a guy with stealing toner who ends up with 7.5 years. And speaking of ending up with years, I think a lot of years have been taken off the lives of the people in London, because it's very sad to see what's happened in England, and they're bracing for more. I'll tell you, I can't imagine if this was happening in our neighborhoods. 1,300 people have been arrested around the country after all of this started on August 6th, so a handful of days. It hasn't even been a full week. And this is right before, a year before, almost exactly, London will hold the 2012 Olympic Games. The police have had huge budget cuts. 30,000 police jobs across the country. You think that's a problem? 30,000 police were cut, and now you have these gangs that are doing whatever they like in the streets. Whew. Doesn't matter what the catalyst is. They're not stopping. And those numbers are ridiculous. The Prime Minister defended reducing the police force, saying, you know, that it was necessary to do it. It's part of a deficit-cutting program. And now that has come back to bite him big time. At this point, across the country, they've got 16,000 police officers on the streets trying to do whatever they could to quell the violence. But once they go to one area, then the fight would break out in another area. It's not even a fight. It's not even a true riot. It's people just looting and doing whatever they feel like doing and setting things on fire. Whew. Rough times in London. The worst, they say, since 1985, when they had violence that broke out in some of the key suburbs south of the city. Any thoughts on the show, shoot them to me through the website. Go to americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you're in.